Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Tuesday, the 18th of February 2025. Today's topic is When the Jericho Wall Fell. Our text today is taken from Joshua chapter 6 verses 20 through 27. Verse 20. So the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass, when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, and ox and sheep, and ass, with the edge of the sword. But Joshua had said unto the two men that had spied out the country, Go into the harlot's house, and bring out thence the woman, and all that she hath, as ye swear unto her. Verse 23. And the young men that were spies went in, and brought out Rahab, and her father, and her mother, and her brethren, and all that she had. And they brought out all her kindred, and left them without the camp of Israel. And they burnt the city with fire, and all that was therein, only the silver, and the gold, and the vessels of brass and of iron, they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive, and her father's household, and all that she had. And she dwelleth in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messengers, which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. And Joshua adjured them at that time, saying, Cursed be the man before the Lord, that riseth up and buildeth this city Jericho. He shall lay the foundation thereof in his firstborn, and in his youngest son shall he set up the gates of it. Verse 27. So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was noised throughout all the country. Our memory verse today is taken from Joshua chapter 6 verse 25. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive, and her father's household, and all that she had. And she dwelleth in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messengers, which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. When the Berlin Wall dividing the eastern from western Germany came down on November 9, 1989, people from each of the two nations trooped out to embrace and rejoice with one another. The fallen wall of Jericho that we are treating today has more impactful and spiritual significance to all generations of people. For the inhabitants of Jericho who had no covenant with the God of Israel, it was a day of anguish when the wall of Jericho fell. But it was a day of joy for the people of God. The surprising thing in the text was that a Jericho woman, Rahab, and her family were spared in the total destruction. The reason was that she and her family had faith in the salvation of the living God. A day is fast approaching when God will totally destroy this evil-ridden world like Jericho. Only people whose sins have been cleansed with the blood of the Lamb will be spared. You can repent and be cleansed now. If you are a child of God already, join in rescuing the perishing. Quote for the day. A day of joy for the people of God. The challenge for today is strive to be among the saints before the judgment day. Prayer. O Lord, I don't want to perish with sinners. Help me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.